Today's daf is Vachim daf Chav Hey. We left off in daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. We were discussing yesterday how the Mishnah had quoted a machlokas if a kohen is mekabel the dam with his left hand, whether that's okay or not. That the Rabbanan said that's possible. Rabbi Shimon machshir. Rabbi Shimon held if he's kibel the small, if he's mekabel with his left hand, that it's kosher. So the Gemara went on to discuss when do we know that you need your right hand? Which are the key words in the psukim that would tell us you need to use your right hand for various mitzvos, and which situations are we not makbid that you use your right hand? So the two key words that we identified were kohen, whenever it uses the word kahuna, and whenever it uses the word etzba. Those were the two keywords. The question is, do you need both of those keywords? One of those keywords, is any one of them stronger than the other? So the way the Gemara concluded yesterday, where we left it off, was that Rabbi Shimon says, anytime it says yad, it's always yamin. Etzba is always yamin. Therefore, etzba is a key word that definitely tells you yamin, that you need to use your right hand. Kohen, kahuna alone would not tell you that you need to use your right hand. Kahuna alone would still require the addition of the word etzba to tell you that you need to do it with the right. So the Gemara says, well, then what does kahuna really do? It just teaches me bikihunan. Just teaches me that you need to wear the big day kahuna. But the actual din of right hand, according to Rabbi Shimon, is learned completely from the word etzba. The word kohen plays no role. So if you just have the word kohen in the pasuk, that does not tell you you need to use your right hand. That's where we left the Gemara yesterday. We are now holding about 9 lines before the end of the page. The last one line is Vaharei. So frak the Gemara Vaharei Zrika Deloksiv Bahu Ela Kahuna. By Zrika Sadam, all it says is Kahuna, doesn't use the word Etzba. So you would expect that according to Rabbi Shimon, you should not need to use your right hand for Zrika, because after all, according to Rabbi Shimon, only Etzba teaches me the right hand. Kahuna alone does not teach me the right hand. Utnan, yet we have in the Mishnah, Zarek Bismol Pasul Velo Palag Rabbi Shimon. That the Tanakama says that if you throw with your right hand, it's possible. And Rabbi Shimon doesn't disagree over there. He only disagrees about Kabbalah. But when it comes to Zrika, apparently Rabbi Shimon agrees that it's going to be pasul. Why would Rabbi Shimon hold it's going to be pasul? After all, it doesn't say the word etzba. So Amar Abaye Palag Bebraisa. Just because Rabbi Shimon doesn't disagree in the Mishnah, is not recorded to have disagreed in the Mishnah, does not mean that he agrees. He does in fact disagree in a Braisa. Titania, we have a Braisa that expounds upon this Mishnah and says, Kibel b'smol pasul. Rabbi Shimon machshir, that if you're makabel b'smol, like we had in our Mishnah, it's pasul, and Rabbi Shimon says kasher, and then here's the key phrase, zorak b'smol pasul, v'Rabbi Shimon machshir, that just like Rabbi Shimon is cholek, Rabbi Shimon disagrees in regards to being makabel b'smol, Rabbi Shimon also disagrees in regards to being zorak b'smol. Rabbi Shimon says it's totally kasher if you throw the dam with your left hand as well, because again, according to Rabbi Shimon, as long as the word etzba does not appear in the pasuk, there is nothing there to tell you that you need to use your right hand. So, frak the Gemara, if that's the case, Elahada Amar Rava, that which Rava taught us, Yad Yad the Kmitza, Regel Regel the Chalitza, Ozen Ozen the Ritzia, Lamali, Rava had a whole series of drashos in the first parak of Menachos that, by Mitzora Ashir, it says, Al Tunuch Ozen Hayamanis Alboen, Yado Hayamanis Alboen, Raglo Hayamanis. So we darshan from there that anytime it says the word Ozen, right, that it means the right ear. So when do you need the word, when do you need an ear in Halacha for Ritzia? When an Eved decides that he wants to stay with his master, so we pierce his ear. So that must be on the right ear as well. That's the Gemara's Drasha as well in Mesechas Kiddushin, that Ozen has to be the right ear. And from the fact that it says Yado Hayamanis, we learn that, let's go with Regel first, it says Raglo Hayamanis, so we learn from there that the other din of Regel also has to be the right one. What's the other din of Regel? Chalitza. When you do the Chalitza, when a guy doesn't want to do Yibum on behalf of his deceased brother, so you do it on the right foot. And we also learned Yado Hayamanis, we learn from the carbon of the Mitzora, that the other din of Yad also must be with the right hand. And what's that din? The din of Kmitza, that when you have a Karban Mincha and you take the Kometz, you take the 3 fingers full of flour, that din also needs to be with the right hand. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, that drush is totally unnecessary because Mita Rabba Barbarchana Nafka. We already derived that from the din of Rabba Barbarchana, meaning Rabba Barbarchana taught us that according to Rabbi Shimon, as long as the word kahuna is written in the not according to Rabbi Shimon, but according to Rabbi Bar Chana, that as long as the word kahuna is mentioned in the pasuk, so that already teaches you that you need the right hand. So why would I need a special drasha to tell me a yad the kmitza that you need to use the right hand for kmitza? It's already clear from Rabbi Bar Chana's din that anytime it says the word kahuna, you already know that you need the right hand. So answers the Gemara. No, chad l'kometz, chad l'kiddush kometz. There are actually two parts of kmitza. Kmitza involves, on the one hand, the guf ha-kmitza, actually taking the three fingers full of flour and oil out of the kli shares for the burning of the mizbeach. And the second part of kmitza is the kiddush ha-kometz, that after you take it in your hand, not out of the kli shares, when you take the original kmitza from the mixture of flour and oil, you would then put it into a kli shares. So the second part of kmitza is taking that three fingers full of flour that you took and putting it into a kli shares l'kadsho, being mekadesh it in a kli shares. So and that's also considered an avoda, and that also would pasul. So if a machshava would pasul, an inappropriate machshava would pasul, it would have a din of a full avoda. So why do I need two drushas to tell me that kmitza needs to be done with the right hand? Because there are two separate avodas of kmitza. One is taking the kmitza, and the other is putting it into a kli shares. Both need to be done with the right hand. So what does it mean putting it into a kli shares needs to be done with the right hand? So the Gemara Menachos is very clear that when you put it into a kli shares, the kli can't be sitting on the karka. The kohen has to be holding the kli when you put it into the kli shares. So Rashi over here explains that that's what our Gemara means when it says that the kiddush kometz needs to be done with the right, that the kohen holding the kli into which the kometz is being put needs to be holding that kli with his right hand. That's what it means, the right hand. Now, what happens to me in Maseches Menachos and Daf Yudamid Beis, Rashi says that no, when we say Kiddush Kometz has to be done with the right hand, it means that the placing of the Kemitza into the Kli should be done with the right hand. Not necessarily the holding of the Kli, the placing of the Kemitza with the Kli has to be done with the right hand. So the Acharon point out, you put the two Rashis together, and it seems that you need two Kohanim, because each Kohen only has one right hand, right? So if you need a Kohen holding with the Kli with his right hand, and the Kohen putting the Kemitza into the Kli with his right hand, so obviously you need two Kohanim in order to do the Kemitza. But that's the drasha that we make. So frak the Gemara, that works really well if you don't assume like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of the drasha Rabbi Bar Chana. Rabbi Shimon holds that I wouldn't know from the fact that it uses the word kohen that you have to use the right hand. Rabbi Shimon's only drasha is the drasha of Rav of Yad Yad the Kemitza. So frak the Gemara, ul Rabbi Shimon de lo bayi kiddush kometz. According to Rabbi Shimon, who does not hold that you need kiddush kometz, Rabbi Shimon holds that if you don't do kiddush kometz, it's still kosher. Ul mandi amal Rabbi Shimon nami bayi kiddush kometz b'smolach shuri machshir. And according to Rabbi, and even if you hold Rabbi Shimon, even if Rabbi Shimon does hold you need kiddush kometz, he would hold that it's okay if you do it with your left hand. Yad yad the Rava lamali. Why does he need the drush of yad yad of Rava? So ila kmitza atzma. So if it's about the kmitza itself that you need to do with the kmitza with the right hand, well, Rabbi Shimon already knows that. Mit Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Chiya nafka. He already knows that from Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Chiya. Why? What did Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Chiya taught us? Teach us, Damar Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Chiya, my time with Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason for Rabbi Shimon? Da Amar Kra, meaning why does Rabbi Shimon hold that the Haktaras HaKometz does not have to be done with a Kli, that if you can take it with your hand, and instead of ever putting it into a Kli, just take the Kometz with your hand and put it directly on the Mizbeach. So what's the reason for Rabbi Shimon to hold that? Da Amar Kra, Kodesh Kadashim Hi Kachatos V'Ka'asham. It compares the Kabar Mincha to a chatos and an asham. What does that mean? Bala ovda biyad ovda biyamin kechatos. That if you're going to do the avoda with your hand directly, then you should use your right hand like a korban chatos. Bala ovda bekli ovda besmol kaasham. And if you're going to use a kli, then you can use your left hand like a korban asham. So bottom line is, the idea that the kmitza atzma needs to be done with the right hand, we already know from Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Chiya. So what does Rabbi Shimon need the drasha of yad yad to teach me? Lo nitzrucha elu l'kometz minchas chotei. He uses the drasha of yad yad to teach me about the kmitza of the minchas chotei. Salka daita, not a regular korban mincha, a mincha brought by a chote as a korban chatas. Salkadai techamina, because I might have thought, hol v'am Rabbi Shimon shelo yehi korban mehudar, ki kamen slobesmol nami tiskasher. I might have thought, since Rabbi Shimon holds by the minchas chote, that the korban minchas chote should not really be a mehudar korban, it should dafka be an uglier korban, so I might have thought that we could do it in a less nice way. You could even do it bismol, and therefore, kamashmulan, that's why I need yad yad to tell me that even by the minchas chote, you need to use your right hand for the kmitza. That's how Rabbi Shimon darshins yad yad. What's this idea about the ugly karban, the minchas chote? So if you look at the last Rashi before the Mishnah, the holvam Rabbi Shimon perakamad de menachos bedin ushete minchas chote tuuna shemen ulavona. Really, the minchas chote should have to come with all the trimmings. It should require shemen levona. It should require all these extra ingredients, the spices and the oils. Shelo yehi chote niskar, because after all, why should a guy who sinned get away with a cheaper karban? He should really require a nice karban. But yet Rabbi Shimon says it does not require shem, it does not require levona, because we don't want the chote to have a nice karban. And while we don't want him to get off the hook easy, at the same time, we don't want him to have a nice karban. Now the mitzvah Eisan asks that from this limud of Rabbi Yehuda Brei Rabbi Chiya, we could learn about the minchas. I mean, from Rabbi Yehuda Brei Rabbi Chiya itself, we could already learn about the minchas chote. Because what was Rabbi Yehuda Brei Rabbi Chiya's limud? That it says that it's kachatos ka'asham. If you're ovid biyad, ovid biyamin kachatos. If you're ovid bikli, ovid bismol ka'asham. Because that's the limud. Now, if you're ovid biyad, it should be with your right hand like kachatos. Now, by kachatos also, we have the svara. By Korban Chatos also, we have the Svara that why should it be a nice Korban? It's Korban Chatos. Korban Chatos shouldn't be a nice Svara. So shouldn't that be enough to teach me that even though there's a Korban that Misvara you would say should not be nice, still you need to do it with the right hand? Why does Rabbi Shimon need a separate drasha for the Minchas Chote? He already has a drasha by a chatas, by a regular carbon chatas, that you need to do it with the right hand. So why would he need yad yad to tell me that the minchas chote is going to be is also going to require the right hand? So that's the kasha of the mitzvah Eisan. So he points out that by the minchas chote, there's another svara to be more makel than you would by a regular carbon chatas. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Beis says that by minchas chote, a person brings a minchas chote when he can't bring a regular carbon chatas min achai. He can't bring a regular live animal for a carbon chatas. Instead, he brings a mincha lechataso. So the Gemara over there says that the Torah's extra makel on him to bring a carbon muat shekazeh. The Torah is extra lenient and has rachmanis on the poor guy who can't afford a regular carbon chatas. So one might have thought, okay, look, if the Torah is extra makel on him, there's more makom to be makel in his din and to allow hakrava balayla, the Gemara says, to allow hakrava of zar and onen. The Gemara says that havamina, that by the minchas chote, we're going to suspend all the rules. That we're going to, since the Torah is already having rachmanis on him, we're going to have rachmanis on him through and through, and we're going to let a lot of the normal rules of a karban slide when it comes to the minchas chote. So even though we don't allow those things to slide by a regular karban chatos, so you see from that Gemara that a minchas chote has more of a svara lahakel than a regular karban chatos. It's not just that we don't want him to have a nice karban. That might be true of a regular karban chatos as well. But there's an additional svara to be extra makel on the guy because Nebuch, the poor guy, can't afford anything. So that svara to be extra makel on the guy may have been the hava mina to assume that even though a regular karban chatos you need yamin, by the minchas chote maybe there would have been such a hava mina that you don't need yamin. So that's why Rabbi Shimon requires a separate drasha to tell me that even by the minchas chote you in fact do need yamin. Fine, that is that is how Rabbi Shimon plays out all the drashas over here. New Mishnah, nishba chadam al ritzba. Let's say the blood fell straight onto the floor. You never were makabalit bekli. Rashi writes that's the case. Mitzavar behema shalon eskabel bekli. Goes straight from the animal's neck. You shech the animal and it goes squirts right onto the floor. You never got to be makabalit bekli. Va'asafo, and then the Mishnah goes on and you gather it together and try to put it into a kli. Now puzzle, it's too late, it's going to be puzzle. This psul of Nishvach Adam, like we said, is only passels the dam that actually spilled. It does not passel the entire karban, right? Meaning nishpach adam, all the blood didn't necessarily spill on the floor. Some blood spilled on the floor. That blood can't be used for the zrika. But the karban is still a kosher karban. You take the kli and catch some more dam, right, that's coming out of the animal's neck. It's not going to, it's not, as long as there still is dam that's kosher to use for zrika coming out of the animal's neck, we'll see soon which dam that comes out of the animal is kosher for zrika. Not all dam in the animal is kosher for zrika. But as long as there's still dam that would be kosher for zrika coming out of the animal, you would still be able to catch that and be zorik bekashrus. And that's why the Tana doesn't say, nishpach adam al ritzpa pasul. He says, nishpach adam al ritzpa v'asafo pasul. Why is v'asafo? Obviously, you're gathering it together if you're trying to be zorikid. What he's telling me is, v'asafo, and that dam that was gathered, that dam is pasul. The word pasul is not going on the karban, it's going on that dam. Now, l'chavchila, the din is you're supposed to be zorik all the dam of the par. And if some of the dam fell on the ground, obviously you're not being zorik kol adam. Nevertheless, the idea that you have to throw kol, that you have to be zorik kol adam, Kesef Mishnah explains that's only din lechatchila. But b'diavad, some of the dam spilled on the floor, you can be zorik the rest of the dam, and that's not a problem. Kesef Mishnah also explains since the dam that spilled on the floor is pasul, so it's no longer considered dam haroy lizrika. The din of throwing all the dam on the mizbeach is dam, you have to throw all the dam that's ra'i lizrika. So maybe you are in fact mekayim the din of throwing all of the dam when you throw whatever dam is eligible to be thrown, right? So it's not necessarily going to be a problem, even if the failure to throw all of the dam were a psul b'dieved. Maybe this is called halachically, as the Mishnah says, throwing all of the dam, because the dam that spilled on the floor is not part of all of the dam anymore. It was psul. Fine. So that's the Mishnah. If the dam spilled on the floor, that dam may no longer be gathered together and thrown on the mizbeach. So says the Gemara Tan Rabban. We have a brisa v'lakach hakohen hamashiach midam. Pasuk says that the Kohen takes from the Dam Apar, and we dash in from there. Which Dam does he use? Midam HaNefesh. He has to use the Dam HaNefesh, the blood that the life of the animal goes out with. V'lo Midam HaOr, not the blood of the Or, of the hide of the animal. What does it mean, not the blood of the hide of the animal? The Ravid explains, that's the Dam that comes out at the Tchila Shchita, meaning when you cut skin, some blood comes out. Before you even hit any pipes, just cutting the skin causes blood to come out. So dam ha'or is the blood that comes out just from cutting the leather, cutting the hide of the animal at the beginning. That's not good enough. That's not the dam we're looking for. V'lo midam ha'tamtzis. Dam tamtzis is also not good enough. Dam tamtzis is after the flow is already done, there's just more blood that keeps dripping out. So that would be the exact gedarma dam tamtzis is another sugya, but that would be called dam tamtzis. So you can't be, the Kabbalah Sadam is not supposed to be done on the dam tamtzis. The Gemara Darshan's ki adam hu ba nefesh yichaper, a dam that the dam that ha nefesh yotzeis bo, only the blood that the neshama leaves it, that the nefesh of the animal leaves in, that the animal dies through, is considered to be dam that's roi l'kapara. Dam tamtzis is not mechaper. So obviously, if it's not mechaper, you don't have to be mekabel the dam tamtzis. So that's the kasha some of the mefarshim ask. They say, wait a second, if we have a separate drasha in the Gemara, which we do, we have a separate drasha in the Gemara later on in Daf Lamed Hey that tells us that zrika of the dam tamtzis is invalid, why would I have a havamina to be mekabel the dam tamtzis? Why do I need another drasha to tell me not to be mekabel the dam? Obviously, you're only going to do kabbalas hadam on the dam that you're then going to throw. But if I have another drasha to tell me that I can't throw the dam tamtzis, why do I need a drasha to tell me that I can't be mekabel the dam tamtzis? This is the kash of the Taras HaKodesh and the Mikdash David. So what they explain is that one might have thought that the Kabbalah is unrelated to Zrika, that the mitzvah of Kabbalah is not necessarily related to the mitzvah of Zrika, that it's a separate chiyuv to be mekabel all the dam of the par, and some of that dam you'll go and you'll be zorik later on. So I still might have thought, even if you tell me that zrika is only done with non-dam tamtis, with dam nefesh, I still might have thought, yeah, that's zrika. But the Kabbalah Sadam may have to be all the dam, including the dam tamtis. That's why I need a separate drasha to tell me not to do the Kabbalah Sadam on the dam tamtis either, not to be mekabel the dam tamtis. Question is, the Taras HaKodesh asks, How could you ever have had such a hava mina that you should be mekabel all of the dam and only be zorek the dam and nefesh, not the dam tamtzis? If the dam tamtzis very often is more quantitatively than the dam and nefesh, so if you're being mekabel all of the dam and the dam tamtzis and the dam and nefesh are all getting mixed together, so don't we have a din of bittel barov? Then you're not going to have any dam and nefesh to be zorek, because it's all going to be batel in the rov dam tamtzis. So he says, what kind of havamina is that? That I should be mekabel all of the dam and only be zorek the dam hanefesh and not the dam tamtzis? If I'm mekabel all of the dam and there's more dam tamtzis than there is dam and nefesh, I don't have any dam and nefesh left. It's all batel. So the Taras HaKodesh explains that this brisa, it's very sharp, he says, this brisa is sifra, and it's a brisa from the sifra. Stam sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion when it comes to tarovis, when it comes to mixing different things, he's of the opinion that min bimino is eno batel. That when you mix two like kinds, you can never have bittel. So since you're mixing blood with blood, dam tamtzis and dam nefesh, you, even if quantitatively there's more dam tamtzis than there is dam nefesh, it's still not going to be mevatel the dam nefesh. You'll still be able to be zorek the dam nefesh. In the Darkei Yosher, he explains much more partially. He says, no, maybe the Havamina was that you'll be Mekabel the Dam Tamsis and the Dam Nefesh in two separate Kalim. That's the Havamina. Be Mekabel Dam Tamsis in one Kli, the Dam Nefesh in another Kli, but you have to be Mekabel all of it. And then the Zrika will only be done with the Dam Nefesh, not with the Dam Tamsis. That's how he explains. That's how he explains the Havamina. It should also just be pointed out, when it comes to the Chi of Kares for Achilas Dam, right? The Torah says that if a person eats Dam, the Chi of Kares. So there is a Machlokas Tanaim in the Mishnah in Mesechus Krisos on the Chafam and Beis. According to the Chachamim, you're only Chi of Kares for eating Dam, Shai Nefesh Yotzes Bo. For eating Dam, also the Dam HaNefesh, not Dam Tamsis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're Chai of Kares even for eating Dam Tamsis. So we just say the same thing over here. So it's clear in that Gemara that when it comes to Akravas Karbanos, Rabbi Yehuda is Moda, that only Dam HaNefesh is Mechaper, that only Dam HaNefesh is where what you have the Kabbalah, the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sadam and the mitzvah of Zrika Sadam on. Even though Rabbi Yehuda, for the Isra of Achilas Dam, includes more than just the Dam HaNefesh, includes Dam Tamsis as well, that's for the Isra of the Isser of eating Dam. But in terms of allowing a carbon to work, the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sadam, the mitzvah of Zrika Sadam, the Mechaper of Dam, even Rabbi Yehuda's Moda, that only Dam HaNefesh is included in the Mechaper of Dam. So says the Gemara Vayter. So we just darshan that Dam HaNefesh, not Dam Or, not Dam Tamsis. You don't do Kabbalah and Dam Or, Dam Tamsis. Mi Dam Hapar, Dam Me Hapar Yikablenu. We darshan from Mi Dam Hapar that you should take the blood straight from the animal's neck, meaning that if it's spilled on the ground and you gather it together, it's too late. That's no longer kosher for Kabbalah Sadam. It's interesting. We change the words. It says mi dam hapar, and we darshan it dam me hapar. We change the mem from the word dam to the word hapar. Because if you would think to read it straight, mi dam hapar, kidchsiv mi dam vafilu mitzas dam, if you think that you could just darshan it the way it sounds, that mi dam hapar tells you that you don't need all of the dam hapar, you only need some of the dam hapar. Mi dam hapar implies even some of the dam hapar. But we know that Rav taught us that when you shech the animal, you have to be mekabel, not just some of the dam, you have to be mekabel all of the dam of the parsha. Remember, ve'es kol damo yishpoch. Ella mi dam hapar means dam mehapar yikablenu. So rather, we have to stick with our original drasha. Mi dam hapar does not mean that it's not talking about quantitatively how much dam you have to be mekabel, because you have to be mekabel all of the dam hanefesh. What mi dam hapar teaches me is that it has to be dam mehapar, and it can't go through something else first. That you can't have the dam spill on the floor and then be mekabel in the kli. It has to be directly from the par. That's our drasha. And we're assuming that such drushas are fair game. That you could be goreo mosif, take away the mem from one word, put it onto another word, and darshan it in that way. That's fair game to darshan psukim that way. If you look at Tosfos, he says, wait a second, doesn't the Gemara sometimes ask, sakina charifa afsuka krai? The Gemara sometimes asks on certain wild drushas, how can you chop up a pasuk, you know, rearrange the letters of a pasuk and darshan it that way? You're destroying the Torah. Is that a valid way to darshan the Torah? So Tosfos says, you may be bothered by that because the Gemara does ask that question, Mesechta Basra. He says, the Gemara only asks that question when you take full words and you move them around. But to take a prefix and move it around from one word to another word, that's fair game. That's apparently a valid way of making a drasha, as long as you're not taking full words and moving them around. That's what Tosfos writes. Now, this idea that you have to be mekabel kol damo shel par does not mean the Gemara had said. The Gemara had asked the kasha from v'ha'amer Rav. Didn't Rav already say they have to be mekabel kol damo shel par? And that's why we know that you can't darshin midama par to mean that it's only miktsas damo. Normally, when we ask on an amora, we ask from etana, right? Over here we're saying, don't tell me that midama par means that you only have to have miktsas damo par because Rav said that it's not so. So what? Rav said that it's not so. Rav's an Amoro. All the Amoraim were comfortable arguing with Rav. So what are we asking from Rav? So that's what some of the Mepharshim explain. In the Kodshei David, he explains that, according to the Biur Yadav, he explains that we're not asking from Rav, we're asking from the fact that Rav had a pasuk, right? Meaning that Rav didn't just say it. Rav said that we know you have to be mekabel kol damo, because it says, ve'es kol damo yishpoch. That's a pasuk. So it's not from Rav, it's just that Rav was fond of saying that din explicitly based on the pasuk. So we're really asking based on the pasuk. Obviously, Rav would not be kasha. When we say Rav Tanu Upalig, it means that Rav was not afraid to argue on Tanayim, but Amarayim were certainly not afraid to argue on Rav. We wouldn't be asking a kasha from anybody on anybody from Rav. Okay, Gufa. Amrav Yidom Rav, Shochi Tork Shei Kabel is called Damashal Par. So we said that a person who shechts has to be Mekabel all of the Dam of the Par. He has to do a Kabbalah on all of the Dam of the Par. Shnemar Veskala Dam HaPar Yishpoch. V'habishirayim Ksiv. But wait a second. The source of that pasuk is not by Kabbalah Sadam. It's talking about the Shirayim, the leftover Dam, that you have to be Shofech into the Yisodah Mizbeach. So what does it have to do with us? What does it have to do with Kabbalah Sadam being Mekabel all the Dam of the Par? The pasuk is taken totally out of context. So answers Gemara, no. Meinuin the Shirayim, Dalei Se Lekulei Dam. Now, you can't apply that pasuk to Shirayim, because Shirayim, by definition, is not all of the Dam. Shirayim means leftovers. So how can you say all of the Dam when you're talking about Shirayim? So obviously that pasuk is not meant to be applied to Shirayim, Tineuinyin beKabbalah, and therefore we apply it elsewhere, we apply it to Kabbalah. Meshchachm explains that the drasha is hidden in the omek, in the depth of the pshat of the pasuk. Because if the kavan of the pasuk was to say that you should be shofech the Shirayim after the Matnos Adam, it should have said Ves Kol Hadam Yishpoch, and not Ves Kol Dam HaPar Yishpoch. If it meant all of the dam that's left, right? So it should say, it's called Hadam Yishpoch. Spill all of the dam. And I know it means all of the dam that's left. What does it say? It's called Dam HaPar Yishpoch. Spill all of the dam of the par. Well, it's way too late to spill all of the dam of the par. Much of the dam of the par was already Nizrak on the Mizbeach. Right, obviously the dam of the par, of the dam of the par, I don't have all of it. So al karchach, what the pasuk means to say is that you should be shofkach and you sort of the mizbeach all the remaining dam of the par, not literally all of the dam of the par. So it must be that you were mekabel originally all of the dam of the par. I mean, Meshchachma says like this: if you're spilling all of the remaining dam of the par, so it must be that you were once mekabel all of the dam of the par. So from there you see that you had to have been mekabel all of that, meaning even if you take the pashup shot, that's called dam par yishpoch, doesn't just mean all the dam in the kli, it means make sure all the dam of the par, whatever's remaining from the dam of the par, gets spilled in the yisodah mizbeach. What do you mean all the remaining dam of the par? I only have all the remaining dam of the par if I was originally mekabel all of the dam of the par. If I wasn't originally mekabel it, I don't have all of it to spill. So must be, says Meshchachma, even within the pshat and the pasuk, there's a classic Meshchachma, this is what he wrote the whole sefer for, to show how even within Pshuto Shel Mikra, you can see the drashos chazal. Right? That's the whole yisod of the sefer. So he says, if you see, even Pshuto Shel Mikra, and many svarim are like that, the Netziv and the Malbim, and many svarim are like that. So you see, even in Pshuto Shel Mikra, you see the drashos chazal over here. Amar Rav Yudomar Shmuel, Hashochet, Sarach Shehabia Sakin Lamala. When the person shechts, in the Beis HaMikdash, he has to lift the knife up after he shechts. Shenemar V'lakach Midam Apar, V'lo Midam Apar V'davar Acher V'dam Sakin. Because you don't want any of the blood from the knife to drip into the kli that you're being Makabal the Dam with. Because when you say V'lakach Midam Apar, it has to come from the blood that's squirting out of the animal's neck, not the blood that's dripping off of the knife. So you quickly draw the knife back, pick it up, so that it doesn't drip into the kli. So B'may Mekaneach Le, how do you clean the knife after you do the shechita? So Amar Abaye B'sfas Mizrak, you clean it, you wipe it against the outside of the bowl that you're being Mekabel the Dam, not the inside of the bowl, because you don't want it to drip into the bowl. Kedachsiv Kippurei Zahav. That's what we darshan. Kippurei means also to clean, so that's what we darshan, that you clean it off in the outside of the bowl. Question, of course, is who cares what you clean the knife with? Why would you need to clean the knife with the kli sharis? Just clean the, take a shmata and clean the knife. What do you mean? What do you clean the knife with? Why are we assuming that there's some special way to clean the knife? So the Radvaz in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos Perek Daled Halacha Ches writes that that since the dam is niskadish b'kli sharis, because the sakin shel shechita itself is a kli sharis, so even though that dam is not royal izrika, it still needs shvicha liyisod, and therefore you need to be mekaneach with the svas hamizrak mibachutz. So meaning that dam is not just dam; that dam is also very kadosh and needs to be treated appropriately. Now, from the Radvaz, it's mashma that's also the reason that you need to be mekaneach the sakin, because the dam itself is kadosh, because it was in the skadish b'klishares. In Rav Meira Riksefer, from the Tel Torah, he explains that no, the reason that you need to be mekaneach the sakin, the reason the knife needs to be cleaned, is a different reason. Because if you're going to go shecht another animal with that sakin, you don't want the dam apsul on the sakin to be mixed with the dam that you're going to be mekabel from the other animal, because then that dam is going to get mixed in with the next animal. That's why you need to clean the knife. How you clean the knife, maybe we'll agree to the Radvaz, but he says the reason to clean the knife is not like the Radvaz says, because it's kadosh. The reason to clean the knife is because it's adrav, it's pasul for zrika. You don't want it to get mixed in with another karban. Now, this very idea that the sakin of shel shechita is a kli sharis and has the ability to be mekadesh adam as a kli sharis is not so pashut. There are rishonim that hold that sakin shel shechita has a din of a kli chol, would not have a din of a kli sharis to begin with. I'm going to see Tosos later on in Daf Mem Zayin and in other rishonim. So it's not so pashut that the sakin shel shechita in fact has a din of a kli sharis, but that's anyway the assumption of the Radvaz. Okay, next halacha says the Gemara Amrav Chisam Rabbi Yirmiyahu Baraba Hashochet. The guy who shechts sarich sheyitein veridin l'tocha kli. The pipes of the animal that he shechts by need to be put into the kli. So Rashi says into the kli. What is that? When you're zorik the dam, so it's dam and like some solid pipes of the animal. Is that shayich? So Rashi says navahay toch lav dafka to lo efshar ella ala viro shel toch kli. It means you rested over the airspace of the kli so that it could drip into the kli, that the dam that's coming out will go into the kli. So itmar nami amr avasi amr avyochanan veridin sarich sheyiru avir kli. And we have a raya to that. It says that the veridin need to see the avir of the kli. So I mean, it has to be above the airspace of the kli. Bay minay ravasi mir Rabbi Yochanan. What if you had the following case? You're mekabel the dam, and then the bottom of the kli fell out before the dam actually went into the airspace of the kli. Avir shein sofa lenu. I'm sorry, before the dam went into the airspace of the kli. So the dam is going to go into the airspace of the kli, but while it's in the airspace of the kli, we know it's not going to land in the kli because the kli doesn't have a bottom. The bottom fell out already. So we know at the time that the dam is in the airspace that it's not going to land in this kli. It's just going to go right through. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how it practically would happen. I think it's more of a theoretical question than a practical one. But theoretically, let's assume it somehow fell apart. It somehow came off. So, I mean, the shaila is in halacha, avir she'in sofo lanuach kemunach dami, olav kemunach dami. When something is in the airspace of something else, and you know that it's never going to land, is that considered as if it's munach there, or is it not considered as if it's munach there? So, amar le, tenisuas, he said, well, we already learned this. Chavis shemunachas tachas hazinok, in regards to the para aduma, right? So you have a para aduma, the water they use for the para aduma has to be mayim chayim, it has to be flowing water. So you have to get it straight from flowing water. So let's say you put a barrel underneath the stream that comes, let's say, is flowing down a mountain, and you have a pipe that it goes through, and then you put a barrel underneath that stream. So mayim shabatocha v'shabachutz lo psulin, the mayim inside the chavis and outside of it are pasul. So because the assumption is, Rashi explains, Kolomer shlo yitin kli l'toch avira v'yochzenu biyado. I'm sorry, I'm reading the yeah, if you look at Rashi, Chavish shemunach tachas hazinok, tzinor hamekaleach mayim mehar zakuf. You have a pipe that's bringing water from a steep incline from a mountain. Vakiluach mekaleach lemerachok, and it shoots the water out past the pipe. Vinofel chavis, and falls into a chavis that's some distance away. V'chavisu enu munachas shom l'shem kiddush mechatas. This barrel was not put there to be mekadesh the mechatas. So then, not only so. Mayim shabetochav shabchutz lapsulin. Rashi says klomar shlo yiten kli l'toch avira v'yochzenu biyado l'kabel bar kiluch. If you want to be mekadesh that water, you can't take another kli with the intention to be mekadesh the water, stick it into the chavis that's there and catch it at that point. Because once it's already, by that time it's already too late. V'yaflo chutz lo l'malam yivnei. Not only that, you can't even take another kli and stick it above the chavis to catch it k'neged avira. Because once the water is in the air. Airspace above that kli, and that kli is not there to be mekadesh the mayim. So it's as if that kli has already caught the water, and that water is not kadosh. So what do you see from there? That as soon as something is in the airspace of a kli, it's considered as if it's munach in the kli. It's considered kemunach dami already. So that's why it's already been passled by being in the airspace of the kli that was not put there to catch the water. So that's why mayim shebetochav shebechutz lepsulin. But siref pielazinok. But if you take the kli and you stick it right onto the to the flow of the water, right onto the pipe, mayim shebetoch psulin. Then water that's in the kli is going to be possible, because again, that kli was not put there with kavanah to be mekadesh. V'shebchutz lo ksherim. But then water on the outside of it that hasn't, because there is no airspace for it to land in, that's going to be kosher. Sahay mai by minay avir shein sof alenuach v'kapash le'avir sof alenuach. So don't you see? So says the Gemara. Wait a second. What kind of raya is that? We were discussing about avir shein sof alenuach. We wanted to know. We know avir of a kli means something. That wasn't our shaila. Our shaila was the bottom fell out of the kli, so it's never going to be munach in the kli. It's never going to rest there. So we wanted to know about avir shein sof alenuach. Is that considered as if it's landed there? And you're answering me the shaila from the case of the chavis, where the chavis does where you can't catching it, the chavis itself does have a bottom where it is sofel enuach. Of course, if it's sofel enuach, it's kemunach dami. That's not the issue. That's not what we asked about. So it says more tartika by minay im tim tzilomar aver shein sofel enuach lav kemunach dami aver shesofel enuach mai. So we must have been asking a double question. That first of all, aver shein sofel enuach, what's the din? If you tell me aver shein sofel enuach is not kemunach, what about aver shesofel enuach, just avir in general? And that's what we asked. That's what we answered about avir shasofel enuach. Rav Yosef Masni Yachi, that's where Rav Yosef learned the conversation. Rav Kuna Masni Chavis Boi Minei Upashle Chavis. Rav Kana learned the conversation that he asked him about a case of Chavis, of avir shasofel enuach, and that's why he gave the answer from the case of Chavis. Rabba Masni Chavis Boi Minei Upashle Mizrak. Rabba learned that he asked him about the case of Chavis, and he was poshet from the case of the Kabbalah's Dam in the bowl. Because after all, by Kabbalah's dam in the bowl, it has to come squirting out. It can't just go drip straight into the bowl, because the dam squirts out of the animal's neck. So you see that even though it ends up in the avir, it's still considered to be a valid Kabbalah's dam. It's still considered to be direct into the kli. So that's the raya, that the avir means something. Tana Nasam, new issue. Tana Nasam, last skinny line. Nasam yado o raglo o ale yirakos kidei shiavu mayim l'chavis psulin. Let's say you're trying to get the water again for the para aduma, and you put your hand or your foot or vegetable leaves in order to direct the water into a barrel that you're trying to catch it with. So that's pasul. Ali kanim ali egozim ksheira. But if you use leaves of kanim or of egozim, then it's kosher. Why? What's the difference? Zaklal davar mekabel tuma psulin. tumlin, davar sheinu mekabel tumah ksherin. If you use something that's mekabel tumah to redirect the water, that's going to passel that water from being the meipara. But if you use something that's not mekabel tumah, that's kosher. Minani mili, how do I know that's true? Dam Rabbi Yochum, Shum Rabbi Yossi Baraba, Amakra, Ach Mayan Ubar Mikva Mayim Yeh Tahar. And we dash from there, Haviyasan Yehiyeh means Haviyasan Alide Taratei. The way that you gather the water that you're going to use for the Mei Paraduma, for the Efer Paraduma, has to be Bitahara as well. Amr b'chiyam Rabbi Yochanan, Zosa Meres, Avir Kli Kli Dami. Avir Kli, the airspace of a Kli, has the din of the Kli itself. Amr Rabbi Zeil Rabbi Chiyah Baraba V'dilma B'shoseis. How do you see from here that Avir Kli is Kli Dami? Maybe we're talking about where you where drips from your hand to the Kli and never comes from the Avir Kli. It goes straight from your hand into the Kli. Amrlei Tirde says, don't be foolish. Kadesha Yavru Mayim L'chavis Tanan. It says that you're redirecting the water, which implies that your hand is not right above the Kli. Your hand is redirecting the water. The water is shooting out a little bit and then going into the Kli. So clearly, there's Avir involved over here. So it is a valid raya that Avir Kli has a din of a Kli. V'am Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba Am Rabbi Yochanan. Me'idusa Shal Rabbi Tzaddok Nishnas Mishnah Zu. That we were able to have this teaching from the Eidus of Rabbi Tzaddok, the Tanan, because Rabbi Tzaddok was made as follows. Heid Rabbi Tzaddok ala zochlin shekilchen ba'alei agozin shein ksherin. That Rabbi Tzaddok was made that if you have flowing water that you redirect using leaves of agozin, that that's going to be kosher for the paraduma. Zehaya Maisa, and such as Maisa happened by Ohalaya, and in the place called Ohalaya, Uba Maisa Lufnecham Lishchas Hagazis, and the Shaila came to the Chachamim in the Lishchas Hagazis, Vichshiru, and they were Machshirit, that that was 100% okay. So again, the case of the Mishnah by Para of redirecting the water, that was actually a Maisa Shahaya, and we learned that as long as you use something that's not Mekabel Tumah, the redirection of the water is going to be a valid redirection of the water. We just have 1 minute left, so let me just say over that we raised the shaila. If your makabel, if the kli is about to be makabel the dam, but the bottom of the kli came out, whether the avir is considered to be as if the kli was already a makabel the dam. L'may nafkamina, whether the avir is considered as if the kli was makabel the dam or not. So the most fundamental nafkamina is, so now the blood all fell on the floor. Can you gather it together and be zorek that dam? Remember, the Mishnah said that once the blood spills on the floor, you can't be zorek the dam, but that meant if it spills straight from the animal's neck onto the floor. Once it's already been makubal in the kli, for sure you can then gather it up and still be zorek. So it was this call that it already had Kabbalah b'kli. Another possible nafkamina is if, let's say, there's a psul that happens to the kohen that's makabel after the dam already goes into the avir above the kli. So do we assume that but before it actually lands in the kli? So do we assume that the avir alone is good enough? Being in the avir is considered that kabbalah sadam was done behechsher, and the psul that happened afterwards is irrelevant. The kabbalah sadam already happened behechsher because that's the kabbalah sadam, just being in the avir kli, not actually landing in the kli. Or let's say a kohen that's pasul came and was mekabel the dam, but a kohen kasher oversaw it until it was in the avir. So would that be good enough? This idea of Avir Kli is for anything that could go wrong in between when the blood is in the airspace above the Kli and when the blood actually lands in the Kli. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from Rabbi Zeira Amar Rabbi.